Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Halal program, the Sanha program on Radio Islam International. I am Muhammad Baam. And online we have is Marana Bilal. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How
are you this lovely evening as the month of Ramadan approaches us?
Alhamdulillah, we are well. A bit cold, but otherwise okay.
Marana, I see this is the last Sanha program that we do have before Ramadan kicks in. Marana, there was a question that came about in one of the groups, I think, about a certain type of alcohol or something that was they found in the flings, I think.
Yeah, we have been having numerous queries about the flings product. Is it left? Ethyl alcohol is one ingredient. You know, the word alcohol, obviously, to a Muslim, immediately one would think it means khamar or it means wine, some type of liquor, and therefore would be haram. But in terms of the sharia, there are two different types of ethanol or alcohol. There's the one that is impure, like wine or ethanol derived from date, what we call date wine. That's definitely impure. Any quantity of that, even if it's a small little drop, it can make or render a product haram. Then you have other types of ethanol, which can be derived from other sources, most commonly from molasses, sugarcane, or from coal. And these types of alcohol, when they are used as solvents or industrial aid in the manufacturing of products, or they are left as in residual levels in products, like in the case of the flings, then they are condoned and overlooked. There's no danger of intoxication from eating flings, no matter how many bags of flings you eat, you're not going to get drunk. So it's not really a concern, and the product is
halal. Perfect. Mohan, there's another question. Remember that this is a phone program. You can call us on 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. Or you can SMS us on 072-786-1548, that's 072-786-1548. One question that came about, there's a picture of a chocolate. The name of it is Corners, made by Torren. Any idea on this product?
Torren, it sounds like a Turkish company. I think we have queried their products, but unfortunately, again, no response from them, and therefore we can't give any guarantee.
Okay. Another question. Assalamu alaikum. Is Woolworths Heat and Eat garlic butter filled ciabatta halal?
These products, our advice is that the consumer rather abstain from them. Unfortunately, we do not know what type of facility they come from, whether any haram is processed at the manufacturing facility or not.
Okay. Now, another one, can we eat toro's tongues?
Toro's gummy products all contain gelatin, because gelatin, unfortunately, is not from animals slaughtered by Muslims. And thus, we advise caution, we advise consumers to abstain from them.
Okay, perfect. Well, we've seen that in your guys' newsletter. Okay, we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chiyapa.
I just wanted to know, is the clover whip cream in a spray can halal?
Okay, this query also a lot of people have been asking us over the past week. It seems that there's a bit of a misconception in that the clover consumer services, the person or one of the consultants did answer that the product is not halal certified. We are aware that the product is an import. It does not have any halal certification at all. However, that doesn't necessarily equate to the product being haram. We are busy talking to Clover at the moment, and we await some further disclosure from them. But at this stage, in terms of the ingredient, it seems that they are using all plant-based ingredients. The product can be considered lacto-vegetarian as well. So we do not see that there being a problem with it being considered halal suitable. But inshallah, we will give confirmation as soon as we receive all the documents writing from them.
Jazakallah. One of the, as I was mentioning, we were seeing in the newsletter that there's quite a few deleted outlets no longer certified. Mark, we can just go through them.
Some of our deleted plants in the past week, we had one of the restaurants in Cape Town closing down. We also had some manufacturing facilities. But all of this information is also easily or readily available on our website.
And then the recently certified, we've seen the Desmondi fruit juices in Gauteng, that's in Mooiplaats. The Ogdeen, the Machachos in Gauteng. Alberton, the Machachos also, Mayfair, Mandy Place, Hamilton.
And I think one of the big certifications of within the last week or two is that now at the Glen, we also have a Machachos which is certified. Previously, it was only a Delhi Delicious kiosk that was certified.
Gee. One question comes about, they say this strawberry and yogurt, is this halal?
Which brand of yogurt is that?
Let me just see. Strawberry and yogurt flavor, Malaysia beef gelatin.
Okay, there's no specific product being mentioned there.
No.
But if the consumer wants to know about bovine gelatin that is produced in Malaysia, that is not a problem. The Malaysian halal authority only accepts gelatin as halal if it is from animals slaughtered in the correct manner, so that would be also be acceptable to us.
Somebody asked, now with Ramadan coming, they want to know if this puff pastry by the name of Fatima's, is this halal?
The plain puff pastry, yes, that is deemed halal for the law.
Is Rockamama's Florida Road Durban halal?
This store, unfortunately, is not certified by Senna, but as such, we obviously cannot comment. We do not do any audits, or we do no inspections of the premises. We do not have an association on them.
Another question coming about, is Romani Creams biscuits halal?
Yes, it is halal for
the Romani Creams is halal. Coming to the month of Ramadan, we've seen that many people are going to be fasting. Any advice that can be given, especially those people that are diabetic or those... are there any products, any medicines that they take, any injections, is this all legal?
Well, you know, from Senna's side, we only deal with halal dietary requirements. And I think, you know, the advice that we would give is that, you know, like the hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, something to this effect, رُبَّ صَوَيْمٍ لَيْسَ لَوْ مِنْ خِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوْءِ. You know, that there are many people who fast, but they gain nothing from their fasting except hunger. And the ulama mentioned various reasons for this, but one of the reasons, or one of the factors, is that a person breaks his fast with food that is not halal. So one should look out, you know, firstly in terms of one's income, obviously, that everything is halal, and then also what one is purchasing, ensure that whatever you are purchasing, whatever you are consuming during the month of Ramadan for iftar and for this suhoor, is definitely halal.
Do we have one call online? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Chirapa.
I just want to find out about the toros, the gelatin, gums, and the tongues. I didn't hear the answer, please.
Okay, they do contain gelatin. Unfortunately, the gelatin is not from animals slaughtered by Muslims, and thus it's not approved by Sarah.
Oh, okay. Alright, jazakallah.
Jazakallah. Well, someone asked, Assalamu alaikum, Marana, is Nestle Milo cereal bar halal?
Cereal bar is unfortunately an import from Eastern Europe. We haven't been able to get much information on it and cannot give any guarantee for it.
And Cheetos with honey?
Only if it is manufactured in South Africa. Look out for the Senna logo on that product.
Gee. Somebody else asked, Assalamu alaikum, is Topper biscuits halal?
Yes, it is halal suitable.
It is halal suitable. Then you ask, McDonald's in Newcastle, is this halal?
McDonald's also, unfortunately, we have no association with them, and we are not in a position to give any guarantees for any of their stores.
Okay. Well, we're going to go for a short break, inshallah. When we come back, we'll carry on. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Sana program. Marana, are we there? Marana Bila?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Marana, as we were carrying on, we got a few questions. One question that come is Maynard's halal?
Maynard's, only the gelatin-free variants are deemed halal suitable by Senna. One needs to check the ingredient list and ensure that gelatin is not mentioned. One of the variants that I know is free of gelatin is yogurt gummies.
Okay. Someone asked, can we have McDonald's ice cream, the cones?
Again, we do not have any association with McDonald's, therefore we are not in a position to comment on the status of any of their products.
Somebody asked, what's the status of Yogeta in Pin Pop Lollipops?
Both those brands are certified halal by Senna.
Those are certified halal by Senna. Assalamu alaikum. Is the round 3 grams halal?
Round 3 grams contain non-halal gelatin. Please avoid that, brother.
Another question that comes about... this one we did already. Assalamu alaikum. Is McDonald's in Lens halal? Again, we mentioned that we do not associate ourselves with any of the McDonald's.
That's correct, brother. At the moment, no halal certification agreement with McDonald's. We do not audit or visit the stores and cannot therefore give any guarantee.
Assalamu alaikum. I would like to know if the following is halal: Kellogg's strawberry pops.
Kellogg's also, unfortunately, we are unable to comment.
Kellogg's breadcrumbs.
All Kellogg's products, we do not
comment. Kellogg's products. Okay. Also, where can we find the first choice Sana jelly?
First choice jellies, are they available at Shoprite Checkers?
They're available at Shoprite Checkers. The question also comes out, why is Aquel flavored water not approved?
Okay, unfortunately, this company is not willing to divulge any information on the flavorant which is found in their different variants. The flavoring is a very complex ingredient, compromising many more ingredients, and without knowing exactly what it is, or at least, you know, ruling out that the flavorant contains anything haram, we are not in a position at all to give any assurance. In fact, Brother Faisal Patel from Radio Islam, he had contacted them as well, trying to explain to them the need for the information, and he also got the same response we did, and that the company is not interested in giving any information.
Another question, is Goldie's processed products halal?
Yes, Goldie products are all halal.
Goldie's products are all halal. Someone asked, sorry, we didn't hear the answer about the strawberry pops. We mentioned that Kellogg's is not divulging any of the information. So at this point in time, we cannot tell you whether it's halal or not halal. That's all Kellogg's products. Am I right, Mona?
Well, in fact, they have basically sent us lawyer's letter that we shouldn't comment on their products.
Okay, we shouldn't comment on the products of Kellogg's, but with us, they have no affiliation.
That's
correct.
They're not certified
by Kellogg. Right. Molina, then someone else is... Okay. Another question comes also with Kellogg's. They got Kellogg's cornflakes this time. Nescafe, are those coffee beans allowed, especially now at the time of Ramadan? People want to stay awake.
The Nescafe plain coffee variants are certified halal by Senna. You'll find the Senna halal logo on them. Unfortunately, some of the blends are being imported, especially from Korea, and we haven't been able to get information on like the cappuccino variant and so forth.
Okay. Someone asked, Marana, are the Lay's crisps halal?
Yes, Lay's crisps are halal. In fact, they have recently been certified by Senna.
Because someone put a question that somebody like how we were explaining about the ethyl alcohol that is inside there. He said it is this E631 in the Lay's crisp. Does that affect any of the any consumption on these crisps?
Yeah, unfortunately, this is also a misconception that's very widespread, and the message about E631 keeps on circulating. The message states that E631 is pork fat and is definitely haram. So we acknowledge that, E631 can be derived from pork fat, but that's not necessarily the case. And in fact, in our experience, most of the time E631 is derived from microbes, or it can be derived from sardines. It's not from meat sources. So E631 in the Lay's crisp, or in the crisp, or Samba crisp, even in the Willard's crisp, we found it to be halal suitable.
Gee. Well, now another question comes about, is Romani Creams Biscuits, we did this one, is Romani Creams Biscuits halal? I think the brother didn't get the answer.
Gee, it is halal suitable.
It is halal suitable. Baker's Mari Biscuits.
Also halal suitable.
Also halal suitable. Then we have a question about Kit Kat made in the UK.
That product should also bear the Senna halal logo. They are phasing it out though, so they started manufacturing KitKat locally again, and you should see the Senna Halal logo on both those products.
Assalamu alaikum, is Colgate toothpaste manufactured in Taiwan halal?
Unfortunately, no information yet on Colgate toothpaste. We are, so to say, hounding them for the information, But, you know, when the company is ready to provide us with the full disclosure, they will do so, and then we will be able to find a better position to advise on the halal status or not.
Ma, we have one call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We can't hear that, brother. It's all. Ma, you got anything there?
No, unfortunately, could not hear.
No, Brother Salim, if you can tell a brother to switch off the off his radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. I would like to know if fling is halal.
Yes, fling is halal suitable.
Anything else, Abba?
Okay, Jazakara.
Okay, it's just flings is halal. Well, the Colgate, we mentioned that it's only the ones that are in South Africa. However, people are asking that many of the companies are keeping the ones that are all made, what you call it, abroad. There's one that's made in India. Are they also not?
Unfortunately, at the moment, they have stopped the manufacturing in South Africa completely. So it's only imports, US, India, Kenya, China, Brazil, and some other countries as well. The importing the different variants from these countries, and we are requesting information from them at the moment. We hope that they will provide us with full disclosure on all the variants so that we can assist the consumers further.
Someone asked, Assalamu alaikum, is beacon gelatin halal?
Some of the variants contain gelatin, so please do check the ingredients on the one that you are purchasing. It's only the ones that do not list gelatin as an ingredient that we deem halal suitable.
Okay. Another question comes about the chopped mixed mushrooms and the brown mushrooms that you get at Checkers. Are they halal?
If it's plain fresh mushrooms, then yes, they would be halal suitable.
They would be halal suitable. Okay. Well, I think we've run out of questions. We're just waiting for callers. Remember that the number to dial is 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. Or you can send us in a WhatsApp message on 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. The time now is exactly 6 minutes to the hour of 8. Well, let us give it another 2 to 3 minutes before we close the program, if we don't get any callers. Well, anything else that I would like to share from Sana, from the side of Sana?
Yeah, again, just to the consumer to be vigilant, you know, not to take anything for granted. The status of products change, formulations change. Something that you thought was always halal may not be so in future. To always check ingredient disclosures. If not sure, please pick up the phone, give us a call, you know, inquire from us. Ensure that that which you eat is definitely halal. You know, just one interesting query we had in the last 2 weeks or so. A Muslim lady phoned in and she asked about a product called HR Placenta Ampules. This is a product used in conjunction with some other products for hair growth. So looking at placenta, you know, we obviously need to determine also which animal it comes from and so forth, contacted the company, and in fact this placenta was from pork or pigs. And you know, according to the lady, it was a very common or, you know, South African remedy for hair loss. So something, you know, that you just take for granted, it's definitely a haram product, not able to use that product.
Gee. Well, we have two callers online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I do want to know if Cadbury's chocolate is halal.
Cadbury's chocolate?
Cadbury's chocolate?
All the whole range.
Okay. So, in their range at the moment, they have the locally manufactured products, which clearly states so on the packaging. Those products are halal suitable. Then you have the imported products. Most of the imports, unfortunately, we have not been able to get much information on to date, except the flake products. Those are also halal suitable.
Well, yes, said, another question, is Sally Williams halal?
Sally Williams Nougat products are certified halal by Senha. You should see the Senha Halal logo on them. And also some of the Sally Williams stores, the ice cream stores, are also certified halal by Sena, like the one in Clinton City.
Well, we have another call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Jibai, you can carry on.
If Mohsam can just explain more about ethyl alcohol, please, because Flings has ethyl alcohol, so we just want to clarify the ethyl alcohol, is it permissible to consume or not?
Okay, just briefly, in terms of the Sharia, there are two different types of alcohol. One is the impure type, like wine, etc. Any amount of that ethanol will be considered impure and haram. The second type is ethanol or ethyl alcohol, which is derived from molasses, sugarcane, coal, etc. This is not impure, and one needs to look at the application in the specific product. If it's not in an intoxicating nature, as is the case with Flings, then it will be condoned, overlooked. Flings is not going to intoxicate you, therefore the ulama have ruled that it is halal suitable.
One is kiri cheese halal as well as those clover slice unwrapped cheese?
Clover slice cheese products only if it is manufactured in South Africa. Please check where it's made, because some of the imports do contain animal rennet. And then kiri cheese is halal suitable, yes.
Okay, another question. Which toothpastes are halal?
Toothpaste that you can use, Aquafresh, Sensodyne, Close Up, Mentor MP, White Glow, these brands you can use.
Okay. Well, now one last question that comes about. Cadbury Dairy Milk Oreo Chocolate, the one made in Germany, is this halal?
Okay, unfortunately to date they have not been able to get sufficient disclosure and sufficient guarantees from the company for us to determine that it is halal suitable. We still have a doubt about it, and when in doubt, rather abstain.
Okay. Well, Jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated. Inshallah, you have a good Ramadan.
Jazakallah khairan, and definitely going to miss you guys. We also hope that Allah Ta'ala accepts all our ibadah, all our qiyam in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala keep us all alive so that we can meet after the Ramadan, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And from myself, Muhammad Baam, and my engineer, brother Muhammad Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.